Hi there, and welcome to episode 16 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast that helps you to get to advanced English level fast with strategies, mindset, and shortcuts for fluent and confident English speaking. In this episode, we're going to look at some unexpected problems of being at advanced level. This might sound strange. Surely it's fantastic to see the results of all your hard work when English becomes easy and natural for you. But when I was talking to one of my advanced students, I realized that there are a few downsides, and I want to highlight three of these. Two are practical, while one is more psychological. Number one, hearing mistakes. This particularly happens if you don't live in an English-speaking country. So why is this a problem? Imagine you're trying to correct a grammar mistake. If you never hear the correct version spoken around you, then it can be difficult. In her case, she's trying to perfect the either or construction. For example, you can either have ice cream or you can have cake. But when she hears English spoken around her, very often people make the same mistake and say, or you can have ice cream, or you can have cake. My point is that it can be hard to get enough input at advanced level when your English is better or much better than a lot of other people. I should add that even if you are in an English-speaking country, you will hear non-standard English all the time as well. Problem number two, people might not understand you. If you have advanced features of pronunciation or an advanced vocabulary, so for example, if you use idioms or phrasal verbs, people may find you difficult to understand. This is a tricky problem. My job as an English teacher and coach is to help you reach your goals. But if this means that you can't communicate effectively, you may have to simplify what you say or be extra careful with your pronunciation by slowing down and so on. This is what my student occasionally finds as well. She has to repeat or say things in a very deliberate way so that others can understand her. And the third, more psychological problem is envy. Some people might resent you for being better than they are. They might even think that you want to feel superior to them. It's a kind of envy of your success. So, what are the solutions for these problems? The first one is to make sure you're getting enough input. So, if you don't get enough advanced English where you live, then make sure you can access sources of English to at least maintain what you know. You probably do this already. So, for example, read newspapers, blogs, articles, short stories, and so on. Then listen widely. Listen to TED Talks, Netflix, YouTube. There's plenty of high-level English out there. Then the second thing you can do is to find conversation partners. You need somewhere where you can speak to people with your level of English. This could be work events, but otherwise, I'd really recommend that you join a conversation club. There are lots of these around, including my own English Fluency Club. If you want more details of this, then check out the link https://smartenglishcoach.com/fluency. That link again, smartenglishcoach.com/fluency. Then for the last problem, if someone is jealous of you, then that really is a reflection of them and not of you. I think we all experience professional envy at times. We see other people who are doing better than us and we feel a little bit of envy. But the people who really care about you will be happy that you're so good at English. They will feel pride at your achievements and they will cheer you on as you make progress. So what did I miss? Are there other problems that you can face when you get to advanced level of English? I'd love to hear what you think. In the next episode, how you can get daily doses of English to keep you going between study periods. Don't miss it!